Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS! Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent Island, you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday, starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon. Our guest on this Sunday edition of the Cards Cast, University of Louisville quarterback commit, Mason Mims, is going to pop in with us in a few moments. We'll talk about his decision on why he chose to become a Cardinal, his relationships with head coach Jeff Brohm and offensive coordinator Brian Brohm, what's life been like a little bit since he's made his decision. He recently went to an Under Armour camp and performed quite well, earning an invite to an Elite 11 regional. So we'll dig into all that with him here coming up in the Cards Cast. And, it may be late February, but it's kind of pseudo-football weather. I mean, football season, I should almost even say. Spring practice, spring ball right around the corner. As we know, April 19th is going to be the University of Louisville spring game. As I mentioned, and Captain Obvious here, the University of Louisville coaches will obviously use the spring practice period, not just to get their team ready for the 2024 season, prepare them, figure out, depth charts, that type of thing, but they're also going to be welcoming in a number of prospects, obviously, to get a chance to have them see how practices are run, get to know the coaches a little bit better, tour the facilities and all that. So you're going to have a lot of opportunities. The recruits are going to have a lot of opportunities to come in and get to know Louisville football a little bit better throughout spring practice. And with those invitations going out, some of those prospects are now saying, hey, I'm going to be here on such and such date. And in doing so, they're also releasing what appears to be the official Louisville football spring practice schedule. It has not been officially released. But again, as we know, the spring game is on April 19th. But it looks like everything will start on March 19th. Most of the practices will be 3:30 p.m. practices, at least as they're slated right now. There is one currently slated 9:30 a.m. practice. That's for the first Saturday of spring practice, which will be on the 23rd of March. A couple scrimmages in addition to the spring game. So really looking forward to seeing football getting going. Of course, we'll have it all covered at Cardinal Authority. The spring game should be exciting, as always, a 7 o'clock game on a Friday night, as the Derby feel starts to take over the city. So it should be a really, really fun time. And once that becomes official, you'll see it, I'm sure on social media, U of L, we'll have it at Cardinal Authority and all types of places as well. One of the recruits that's going to be coming in, obviously, to check out spring practice will be quarterback commit Mason Mims. He was the first member of the University of Louisville 2025 recruiting class, committing to the Cardinals back on November 24th. He's 6'3", 210 pounds, at Oxford, Alabama. So with that, let's talk a little recruiting with Mason Mims here in the Cards Cast.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns,
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount+.
Excited to bring in our guest here in the Cards Cast, University of Louisville football quarterback commit Mason Mims, hopping in with us. Appreciate it, Mason. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. You were the first member of the Louisville's 2025 recruiting class, and it's always nice to start with the quarterback. I imagine Jeff Rahm and his staff love starting with the quarterback. And it was kind of a quick process for you as far as the relationship offer and then the decision to go ahead and commit. But let's rewind the clock a little bit and think back to, when that relationship first started. When do you recall, somebody from Louisville reaching out and really kind of kickstarting that whole relationship?
Yes, sir. Trent Mossbrooker reached out probably midway through the season. He texted me to ask if I could go to the Notre Dame game, which was a really good game, by the way.
Yeah.
And went to that, came back. Coach Brian Brom probably came down to one of my Thursday practices about 2 weeks later. Then he offered me that same day. So, and then, fast forward about a month or two, and I committed.
And there you go. With the relationship that moves that quickly, obviously you guys clicked pretty fast, I would say. Would you say that?
Yes, sir.
But what is it about, Brian and Jeff, that you clicked with that really connected with you so quickly?
They both play quarterback at Louisville, obviously. Yeah. The style offense they run, I feel like, fits me very well. I feel like they're both really good guys, really good down to earth. I mean, so I could just relate a lot to both of them. And yeah.
Important on and off the field, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're currently what, 6'3", 210, right?
Yes, sir.
Threw for 2,670 yards, 29, and I love the touchdown to interception ratio. 29 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Helping Oxford High School to a 9-3 record last year. What, second round of the playoffs?
Yes, sir.
What was that experience for you last year? You had a very successful sophomore season as well that led into an even, at least statistic-wise, it looks like you continued to improve as a junior. Talk about that learning process, that growing process from sophomore and then throughout your junior year.
Yes, sir. Sophomore year, I was probably about 185. But then my junior year, I ended up being around like 200, played at 200. And then, we got a couple receivers to move in, so that helped a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just felt like I, like more confident, felt like I could make all the throws on the field that I needed to. And I feel like that helped me a lot and boosted my statistics, I guess you could say.
Yeah. I know when we talked back when you committed about, what Jeff and Brian were saying that they liked about your game. And one of the things that you brought up, and I think this is a very key factor and obviously something you need in a quarterback, is they said they wanted somebody they felt comfortable that could make decisions quickly out on the field. And to me, as a guy, that was still in his junior season at that point, I mean, that's a pretty big compliment coming from those two, as you mentioned, former Louisville and NFL quarterback.
Yes, sir. Obviously, I mean, the way their offense is, I mean, they need guys that can sit back there and make the easy throws, make throws when they need them, be able to extend play sometimes when they need them. So I felt like they, they knew I could do that for them.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just quick for you. It was quick for them. As you mentioned, they invited you up. That relationship started pretty quickly. Brian was down there pretty quickly, offered pretty quickly. Yeah, so they liked what they saw from you and started to get that relationship. And as you mentioned, that Notre Dame visit, I think it sounded like it was pretty key as well. I mean, you came on a night that it was, kind of magical at the football stadium that night, the way the Cardinals were playing. You called it, a very clean game from that. What was that experience like? Because the stadium was clearly electric when you have two teams like that going back and forth on the football field.
Yes, sir. I was talking to one of the recruiting guys. He said this is the loudest it's been in a couple years now because I think they were undefeated at the time or something. I mean, yeah. Notre Dame was like a top 10 team. And I mean, yeah, I mean, it felt like everything went their way that game. And that place was rocking, I guess you could say. I mean, it was electric. I mean, they stormed the field after, obviously, and I thought that was pretty cool as well.
Yeah, again, we're joined by University of Louisville quarterback commit Mason Mims here in the Cards Cast. Yeah, I mean, that Notre Dame game, it was huge. And I think that was a moment. I think the football players and the staff on the team already had full confidence in themselves. But I think it was a moment for the fans and probably for recruits watching that, like, okay, you know, Jeff Brohm and the staff in Louisville, they've got this thing going in year one. So this could become a special program pretty quickly. Does that seem like kind of an accurate thing to say about, you know, the outcome of that game against the Irish?
Yes, sir. I felt like it put, like, the whole nation on notice, honestly. Because, I knew Louisville was pretty good. I knew they just got Coach Brohm there. So, I mean, and I knew they were undefeated at the time, but I didn't know what, like, I can't remember what I was thinking going into that game, if it was going to be a good game or not.
Come out to check it out. Yeah, then you watch the NFL playoffs and you see now two-time MVP Lamar Jackson. You come into the stadium, you see his name up there, his number up there retired. Is that kind of a cool experience to go up there and go, wow, there's a, you know, an NFL MVP that played here, and now I've got the opportunity to do the same thing?
Yes, sir. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, I play pretty complete opposite of him, but
yeah.
I mean, it's still pretty cool though.
Yeah, not many do play like Lamar Jackson.
That's yeah, you're right.
That kind of leads in a little bit to your recent experience at the Under Armour camp back on February 18th. Did one of the, you know, really well there, ended up landing an invitation to one of the Elite 11 regionals. Talk about that day. And obviously when you're going into something like that, I imagine, you know, you're obviously wanting to show out and prove yourself against some of your peers.
Yes, sir. There were a bunch of top guys there. I mean, there was probably four guys in my class that were top 10 quarterbacks there. I mean, there was a bunch of good competition, I guess, seeing where I stack up against them. But I was just out there to do what I do and just compete.
And then obviously competed well enough to, hey, you got the attention. We want to see more of you at the Elite 11 regional. What did it mean to you to get that invite?
It was pretty awesome because I think my goal since I started playing quarterback was that's the one camp I always want to go to is the Elite 11 finals. So,
yeah, I mean, that's you know, obviously the many top quarterbacks have come out of that as well. So it's a nice goal. As I mentioned, you were the first member of the recruiting class. It now has three. They've added a couple offensive linemen. And a few weeks ago, I talked to Jake Cook, an offensive lineman near the Columbus area that committed. And, you know, and we were talking about, you know, what were important things to him. And he talked about how you kind of reached out and you guys formed a relationship pretty quickly. And how important do you think it is now as committed members of this class to do those type of things to try to attract and bring other guys into the class with you?
I think it's very important because I don't think I could just sit here and I don't think the coaches could just go out there and get – I mean, they could still get guys, but, like, I think it helps when the recruits can also help reach out and that kind of stuff as well. So,
you guys have, like, a – do you guys text often or is there, like, a text chain or what's the – how's those bonds coming now? And obviously, Anthony Grady joining the group as well.
Yes, sir. Me and Jake at first, I think I got his number after the Kentucky game. We started texting often. Then Grady committed. And I got his number a couple of days ago. And we just made a group chat now. So, yes, sir, we text often.
That's pretty cool. So, the three of you going to get together sometime soon here? Spring practice is going to be kicking up. You got any plans to come visit Louisville during the spring?
Yeah, Grady said he's probably going to – because, I mean, he lives around that area, so he's probably going to try to get both of us to go eat somewhere since he knows the area well.
Nice, nice, good plans. Do you know when you're coming up yet? Or
I don't know to be exact. I plan on being here for the spring game and then probably another practice, but I don't know exactly yet.
Gotcha, gotcha. I mean, I know you got a busy schedule because you got 7-on-7 coming up, right?
Yes, sir. I got one tomorrow in Atlanta.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Pretty good tournament.
Yeah. All right, well, cool. Well, best of luck at that, Mason. We appreciate you time and joining up in the Cards Cast, and we'll keep an eye out on how the 7-on-7 goes. And once we get a date for your visit, we'll let everybody know as well. But hey, appreciate you jumping into the Cards Cast with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Again, thank you to Mason Mims, quarterback Mason Mims, the first member of Louisville's 2025 recruiting class, which now holds three, for joining us here in the Cards Cast. It was great to hear a little bit more about his recruiting process, the process of getting to know the Louisville coaches and getting to know the program and then eventually committing. So it was great to get a little bit more insight onto that. Best of luck to him as he prepares for the Elite 11 regional. Great to hear about the performance he had at the Under Armour camp to earn that invite back on February 18th. So best of luck to him as he gears up for that. We'll be seeing him again here in Louisville soon on a visit, I'm sure, throughout the spring, as you heard us talk about there as well. And spring practice, it's going to be a time for a lot of recruits to come in. And that's one of the reasons why Jeff Brohm and his staff want Mason Mims and Jake Cook and Grady Anthony, the three that are currently in the 2025 recruiting class, to be present at Louisville spring games, because it gives them an opportunity to create bonds. I mean, that's something we talked about with Mason, and as well as the card cast that we did with Jake and Grady, and Jake mentioned, how important that was as well. So it's an important part of the recruiting process. So we're going to see Mason here for some spring games. We're going to see Jake here. And of course, Grady, being a product at North Oldham, we'll see him, I'm sure, visit quite a few times for Louisville spring practice, which the spring game is on April 19th. But throughout that spring, you're going to see a lot of guys coming and going. Of course, we'll have coverage of it all, visit lists, reactions and whatnot, right here at Cardinal Authority as well. So Mason Mims, appreciate you joining in with us at the Cards Cast. I am Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cards Cast.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9/8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.